Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The public inquiry into the 1998 Oma bombing is continuing to hear evidence from those who witnessed the single biggest atrocity of the Troubles. There are descriptions now in our reporter Una Kelly's words that some listeners might find distressing. Una, you have spent the morning there again this morning and you've heard evidence from survivors which is focused on non-physical injuries.
Yes, David McSwiggan began his statement by saying those who suffered physical injuries and lost loved ones have suffered more than he can understand, but he wanted to talk about the long-term traumatic effect of non-physical injuries. He was 20 years old at the time and due to go off to college in England. He spent that Saturday afternoon with friends in town going around music and bookshops. They thought nothing of the bomb scare because they were so used to it and it usually came to nothing. He said they felt that the Troubles happened in other places but not Oma. The bomb went off and he said it was like an immense force and he was blown off his feet. He said in the aftermath he saw the lifeless, injured and trapped people and buildings collapsing. He said there was a crater in the road with people in it and he saw a person without a stitch of clothes on them who was alive with their limbs torn off. He said he could smell and taste melted plastic, burnt hair and burnt flesh. When he started the process of looking for his friends, he said it was too difficult to recognise people. He said at a certain point, he thinks his brain didn't allow for any more proper memories to be made. After a while, he was able to phone his family and tell his mother he was all right. She was a nurse who worked in the hospital. She came back from the hospital on Sunday morning, he said, and told them of how she had treated people she knew without a tooth left in their head. They said she never spoke again about what she witnessed that day. David then went on to university in England and said it was a year of loneliness, humiliation, depression and anxiety. He said it began his pattern of living abroad because he wanted to be away from it all. He eventually came back to Belfast in 2009. He said that he, over the years, had panic attacks, night terrors and emotional outbursts which affected his relationship with his partner and son and his own work. He said it was a fight to access proper long-term mental health care, but he hopes his testimony would bring a renewed abhorrence for all violence by state or non-state actors and a greater understanding of those affected by trauma.
Una, thank you very much. Una Kelly there, and you'll hear more from Una on Drive Time later in the day.